Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so amazing. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sugi of Hagodas Ha'edus. And thank God we've already seen the flows Ravus Gedolus Vatsumas Mitaris Hashem. And we are now continuing. This is the seventh Shir in our series. And we already saw the Yesodus HaTvarim. The idea by Mamanus is Lo Yagid, the Pasuk says, Lo Lamed Vav Aleph. That if Lo, no, if he doesn't say Lo to him, what does it mean to him? So if it's Mamanus, there has to be a Toivea. Then it's to him. Because the person is not his mom, mom's not the person. Because it comes to Nefashis and Malkus, then it's Lo even without Tvi, and we're Marich. Again, this is the sixth Shir, Rabbi Yisai. So we've already been Zochet to say a lot. And again, I take, if we're on a scale of 1 to 100, how much credit I get? Zero. Okay, that's how much credit I get. Zero. Because I'm just a mouthpiece for the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Mo'orei Neinu, L'shmo L'zichro Tavis Kol Nefesh, Goyin HaGodol Zechet Tzadik L'Vracha. So now we're continuing. We have a Mishnah and Shavuos on Daf Lamed Hei that we referenced in the previous year, at the end of the previous year, that there's no chiyuv to bring a korban shvuah if there's edus eid mi pi eid. If it's edus eid mi pi eid and a person denies knowing edus, so he doesn't bring a korban shvuah. Or ksheyechad miam karav apostle. If one of them was a karav or apostle, one of the Edom, there's also no Korban Shavuot. And the Gemara there learns from Psukim that Biru'in Lahoyi Lakosuv Medabir, that the Pasuk, which is Machayiv a Korban Shavuot, is only talking about Ru'in Lahoyi, somebody's Roy Lahoyi, which doesn't apply to Edmi P.A., and it doesn't apply to Echad Me'am Karav Apostle. The Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, and the Ran and others, also their Tosfos, the Ramas Lo Shehaya, which hopefully we'll get to, don't seem to understand. What do we need to learn a special limud from Psukim? And what do we need to learn it here in the Mishnah for? We already have in the Mishnah, and Daf Lamid, that Shvua Sa'idus, Einan Oheges Ele Beruim Lahaid. Because we didn't who aid. We require that it should be v'hu eid. What does it mean, v'hu eid? It means he has to be a valid witness. If he's not a valid witness, he's gonished. So they were shown him right that the chiddush is even that, even if the litigant was makabel upon himself, psulim, elu, the mahani edusam, so even if he was makabel upon himself, psulim, and their edus is effective, nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us that they're not chayav a carbon shvua. He was makabel. The Edom was makabel upon himself psulim as Edom. The plaintiff was makabel upon himself psulim, but they're not chayav a carbon shvua. And the Ramban brings this din from the Yerushalmi 4:3, also Yerushalmi Sanhedrin 1:10 Ayin Sham. And this is discussed by many Mefarshim Tumim. Simen Chavches, Sivkotin Beis, Nesivis, Sham Sivkotin Aleph, Ktsois, Simen Chavches, Sivkotin Gimel, Simen Pei Beis, Sivkotin Tezvav, Shmaitza, Shmaitza Zayin, Perk Aleph, Shuvus Rabbi Kiva Eger, Simen Kufayin Tes, Ubarichus, Bibirka Yosef, Choshen Mishpat, Simen Chavches, Sivkotin Beis, Ve'eid, 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 Ve'arei Pshite, Shebekibel Olav Lav Din Eidusu, Wait a second. When you're makabel upon yourself, somebody, that's not a din aid. Doesn't have a din aid. This is a schaivus. And that has nothing to do with the din of im lo yagid. Din of im lo yagid, of him not being made edus, is al tzeid. But this person's b'chal not an aid. So why should we have a havamina that is a chiyuv, which would mandate a carbon shvuah? He's not an aid. So it must be like we said, that this is a special din. Shudin miyuchad shel koyach tviya mechayv lahoid. We have a koyach tviya, and this tviya is mechayv the edus, and therefore we have a very valid hava mina that since seif seif, there is toelas in his edus. There's a koyach tviya on this, and since there's a koyach tviya, there's a chiyuv of korban shavuot, and therefore kamash melan from psukim that no. He's pater from Mikarban Shvua. That's why we need the Kamash Mala. So again, this is with our Yisod that there's this Koach Tviya. It's Machayev the Edus. And that's what brings about the Lo Yagid and the Karban Shvua. So you might think it applies even if he's not a valid aid, but this Koach Tviya makes him into an aid. That's what's Machayev the Edus and the Karban Shvua. Kamash Mala and not, but at least we understand now the Havamin. And for this reason, Mehai Taima Tamua. The mitzvah kuf chof beis, and what the Ktzos writes there in Sif Kot and Gimel, shema shenogim ktsas dayonim la'ayim al koro v'posul, shekiblu aleim abal din bim lo yagid, enoi nochoin, the kimavur b'Yerushalmi hanal, leka korban shvue, b'shekiblu aleim psule. So we have the Ktzos. The Ktzos says that there are dayonim who threaten a korov or pasul that the dayan that the litigants were makabo, the balei din were makabo korovim and psulim. If they don't want to come and testify, these korovim and psulim, the dayan warns them and says, if you don't testify, you got an imlo yagid coming your way. You're not testifying when you're chayef to testify. Imlo yagid v'nosa avoyna. It's a har bezach, it's a dabar chamur. Ba'ktzos amesh is a lo nachon. Because we see in the Yerushalmi that there's no korban shvuah if they're a makabel psulim. You have no right to warn them with the name Lo Yagit, because there's no carbon shvua b'shekiblu b'kiblu aleim psulim. So since there's no carbon shvua, what is a carbon shvua? Carbon shvua is when somebody swears that he doesn't know testimony, but that's only if he's an aid. These guys aren't aidim, and if there's no name Lo Yagit, so don't warn them, don't threaten them with the name Lo Yagit. And then Chaschinuch was masig on him, and he writes, Sheish har be dvarim she'en korban shvua. Ma kesher? Like we saw in a previous year. So that means you don't have a korban shvua, but you have an im lo yagid, like karkos. Karkos is no shvua. Ein ishbam lo karkos, but you have an im lo yagid. Other cases as well. And therefore there is an im lo yagid. Ma kesher, she says, oh. Psulim, there's no korban shvua. Pseder, but there still can be an im lo yagid. ולפי דברנו, המצווה ססי ודאי אינה, כיוון שאין זו עדוס, ונידון רק בין לא יגיד, שמבואר Shemavuar minei koyach v'schus sheyeken gam b'psulim. So a positive mitzvah to testify, you don't have, these people aren't proper aidim. What about the loss to say of not testifying? So ונידון רק בין לא יגד שמבור מיני כוח וזכוס שיהיה כן גם בפסולים. ועל זה יש נעמיות שלא כל זכוס על ידי תביעה, אלא לעידוס ולא לסחייבוס על ידי קבולה. וזה מה שכוסה בקצויס, תלמייס אין בזה משום, אין בזה אם לא יגד כלל. In other words, that's what we just learned moments ago, that this כוח התביעה, we had a havamina, if there's a koyach hatviya, even if people aren't validated. So kamash malan, that there isn't. There isn't a koyach hatviya. And therefore the menchas chinuch wouldn't seem to be correct. Because you only have a koyach hatviya. You're right, the eidus comes from a koyach hatviya. We have a havamina that they don't have to be validated. But kamash malan, like we see in Lamed Hey, there's no korban shvua. Why? Because there's no koach hatviya. So kamash malan mikroy, that's what the psukim are telling us in Lamed Hey. That there's no tviya if they're not validating. There's no power to subpoena them. In the middle, they're not over named lo yagit. Yesh no miyut shelo chal zchut ha'idei tviya leidut. You only have a zchus tviya for eidus. But not for schaivus ha'idei kabol, and not if the litigants, the bali din, are makabel upon themselves, and that's what the Ktzoi says. Shalamaisa ein bezein lo yagid klal. Chenayem bebirke Yosef, besimen chof ches. Shehevi meirab David pardoi, shehiksha. Shegamim lo kiblu aleim psulim. Havi ki mechayivis atzmai. Kevin she yoil beidusoi, lama lo yischayiv bekorban shvua, ayin sham. Besefer Eben Ezelkan. Birka Yosef brings Akasha and David Pardo. And even if they were Makabal and Psulim, they're Machayev themselves. Since his Eidus is effective, why should he not be Chayev a Karban Shvua? The Baalei Din were Makabal upon themselves that he should be a valid aid. So they're Machayev themselves. So his Eidus is going to be effective. So if your Aegis is effective, let there be a carbon shvua. So what's the answer? The answer is, there is no tvi and schus in the parish of Aegis. No tvi and schus in the parish of Aegis. No carbon shvua. The carbon shvua is all talui if there's a tviya mikoyach parishes Aegis. And if they're makabel upon themselves, the invalid witnesses, that's not from the parish of Aegis. There's no carbon shavuot. In Tesvis, Dibur Masel, Lo Shehoi, and Sanhedrin, and Shavuot Lamed Hey, how we referenced earlier, he writes, She'af agav, she'kvar shemanu, she'eno heges ele buruin lehoi, remember the kasha, was we learned that there's only the flamet, Shavuot Seidus, she'eno heges ele buruin lehoi, v'inin v'hu heid. The only time you have a Shavuos Eidus is Ruin Lahayit. And these Chevra are not Ruin Lahayit, so of course there's no Karban Shavuah. So what's the Havim mean that there's a Karban Shavuah? There's no Shavuos Eidus B'chla. If you're not Ruin Lahayit, so of course there's no Karban Shavuah. Tosis writes, even though we already know that, that there's no Shavuos Eidus Nasi Roi Lahai. It's Turch Lemis Nihachid Afilim Yeshloisha Eidim. Vashnaim Ksherim Pturim. The Eidus Shabbat Lemakta Sabbat Lakula. So the Chiddush here is, says Taisvis, that if you have three Eidim, and two of the Eidim are kosher, and one of the Eidim is not kosher, two Eidim are kosher, and one is not, then the whole thing is off. That's the chiddush here in the Mishnah. That if one of them is karav a pasul, so it could even be if they're too kosher. But since the third one isn't, eidus shebatla miktsasa, batla kula. It would appear, nira she'ein kavanatam dehocha kamashmalan is guf adin, she'eidus kulam betela. It's not telling us here, the din itself, that Eidus, the Eidus of all of them is batal. If one of them is pasul, the Maze Einyan L'Shavuos Eidus, why is it telling us dafka here? And the Gemara brings Psukim on this. Taurus Kohanim also brings psukim, like what is we're talking here about the din of Karban Shavua. This is not the time to tell us the din of it's not the psukim aren't relevant to the din of Eid Shabbat from Mktzel Shabbat Lakula. And for that reason, the Ramban was derech of this parish in Tosfos that we're dealing here with Eid Shabbat and Maktzel Shabbat Lakula. But maybe that's not the Pshat in Tosfos. Maybe Pshat in Tosfos is Sha'afal Gav di Adina Kvar Mimasnis and Demakis, Bechai Gavne Dusan Bitela, Bechainu Le'inyan Eid Mi Pie Damvul Bimasnis and Bisan Hedrin, Daf Chof Tes. Mikal Mako and Kevin Shah Gavra Roy Lahaid Havale Vahu Aid. Even though we already know from the Mishman Makis that if one of the Aidim is no good, then the whole Aidis is Batal, and so to Aidin P. Aid we know is no good from Sanhedrin 29a. Nevertheless, since the Gavra, it's at Atzmo, is Roy Lahaid, it's Vahu Aid. So therefore, we need a Kamash Milan, there's no carbon Shavua. And the only thing that bothered Tosfos was Karva Pasul. Because you might think that Pshat in the Mishnah is Shehem Atzman Psulim, Shezeh B'chlal Eino Roy L'Haytu, L'zeh Hutzuchu L'Vara Kavanah Shehem K'sherim, V'yeshi Moim Psulim. As you might learn Pshat in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says Echem and Karva Pasul, it's talking about where they themselves are Pasul, and it's included in Eino Roy L'Haytu. So Tosfos had to explain, no. They're kosher. They have with them psulim. It's not pshat that they themselves are pasul. We're talking about the ksheirim. The ksheirim are validated. And that's pshat v'hu aid. Since v'hu aid, you might think that since they're a valid aid and there's a tvi on these aidim, so memela, they're chayv a karban shavua. That's the havamina. That's why we need the Kamash Malan. But there notes there's no carbon shvua. Even though the Gavra is Roy Lahaid and is a Vahu Aid, we need a Kamash Malan that there's no carbon shvua. But when it comes to Aid MPA, Tosis wasn't bothered by that. By the kasha that we only passel ruin lahayit because eid mipiyed is mitzad atzma the gaber's roi lahayit. So therefore, you would think he has to bring a carbon shvua. So kamash malan and that. In the sheiltes samach tes Rambam. Say for mitzvah leisei say reish sari zayin, chinuch mitzvah reish lamit zayin. They write that a person is chayiv lohoid mikoyach halav sheloi samoid al dam reyecha. So look in the minchas chinuch and reish lamit zayin, hey, and in the chofetz chaim and hilchas ruchilus in klal tes sif katan aleph in the ber mayim chaim, and in the haimek sheila and at sif he asks. And if that's true, that you chayv lahayid mikayach halav shelo yisamod al dam reyecha, why does the Gemara say in Bava Kame, dafnun vav amir aleph, shebishtei edim, pshita de chayv l'shalem lotzei sidei shamayim, mishumim lo yagid, vahavalei lo imar, mishum lo samod al dam reyecha? Why does it say that two edim, it's pashut they have to pay when they don't testify, lotzei sidei shamayim, because in lo yagid v'nasa avoinai, should have said better. You know why they have to pay? Because of lo samar al dam reyecha. The Rabban lo samar al dam reyecha. Not only lo tzisidei shamayim, mishumim lo yagid, but if it's really midin, lo samar al dam reyecha. Why doesn't it say that? ויוסר היקשב, שהרי מסתבר דבי סם וליגה גם בלוי טובו. It makes sense that לא סם ולא דם ריחו. What does it matter if you're טובה or not טובה? If it's in לא יגיד, we see you need a תביעה. If it's a mitzvah, it says in לא יגיד, then you have to, in לא יגיד is מחייב want to be made. So, if mitzad in lo yagid, you need a tvi. But if it's mitzad lo sam lo dam reyecha, what does it matter if there's a tvi or not a tvi? You don't need a tvi for lo sam lo dam reyecha. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Of course you're chayv lo tzitei shemayim. Pshita tzim lo yagid v'lo savona. So the Gemara could have said, it's talking about lo tavo, there was no tvi and there's no im lo yagid. And the Kamashman is Yechayv Lotzis Yidei Shemayim from Lo Samar Adam Reyecha. We Yosir Tom Al Shita Satur. The Mashmos of the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Chav Ches is there's only Yechayv Lotzis Yidei Shemayim B'Tavo. What about Lo Samar Adam Reyecha even without a Tviya? You have Lo Samar Adam Reyecha even without a Tviya. So how can you say there's only a chiyuv lotzis yidei shemayim if there's a tviya, if there's also lo sam lo dam reyecha for not testifying, and that's even without a tviya? Ayin shau mashakasa b'shara mishpat, shara mishpat in simon chavches. We also have a kash according to the nesivus in simon chavches. Simon sivkan aleph, ktsois, sivkan gimel. That even if there's no tviya, but you're at least they're over on the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda, they have to testify in order to bring back this person. That this person lost his money, you have to help him out. Why didn't the Gemara Bava Kama say that? Why does the Gemara Bava Kama silent about the mitzvah of Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha, and the Gemara Bava Kama silent about the Shabbos Aveda? That's what's bothering these mefarshim. Not only that, if it's mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, it's even without a tviya, you have to be yotzei de shemayim. But you see, not like that from the Sigah. The Sigah is only Al Yidei Tviya. So, l'chvi dvareinu, gam achiyuv lo tzis yidei shamayim, is a machlokes if it's a chiyuv mamish and tfis is effective or not. So, even that chiyuv lo tzis yidei shamayim, מצד שצחוס יש לו לטובה על הידוס הרובה. ובזה גם אם אין הסחוס ממן, הקורפנים חי ולוצס ידי שמיים. So even the חי ולוצס ידי שמיים, it's because the טובה has a סחוס. And his אתוס, he has a סחוס in the sky that he has to be made in his behalf. Ruvain has a סחוס טבי on Shimon, that Shimon should be made in his behalf, and therefore Shimon is חי ולוצס ידי שמיים. So even it's not a schus mamon he has, but it's a schus that he has, and therefore this person has to be yotzei de shemayim to be made. That's all in the context of lo yagid, but in the mitzvah lo sam lo dam reyecha or shabbos aveda, he has no schus. It's a din on the eid, it's a mitzvah, and if there's no chiyuv mamon, there's no chiyuv mamon lo tzis yidei shemayim. As our kasha was, what about lo tzis yidei shemayim by? The answer is, you have no tvi on him. There's no tvi on the person to do a Shabbos Aveda, or what's it called, or Lo Samar Adam Reyecha. It's his mitzvah, he has to do it. But there's no momentistic rights that the Baal Din has on the aid. He only has a momentistic rights on his testimony, on him lo yagid. But he has no momentistic right on a Shabbos Aveda, and and therefore there's no chiyuv mamon. Afilu lo tzis yidei shemayim. So in the Sefer Mishkan Aidus in Shara Aleph Perek Vav, he wants to say the mitzvah mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, there's no chiyuv lo tzis yidei shemayim. He wants to understand, but why not? What's the misinim lo yagid and Shabbos Aveda? The answer is mitzvah mitzvah, they're both mitzvah, sein achinami. But there's a different mashmos of the mitzvahs. In lo yagid is a schus. In lo yagid is a schus that the person has on the aid, that the Baal Din has on the aid to testify. And therefore, if he doesn't testify, the aid has to be yotzei yidei shemayim.
Shein ken hashem seveda. He has no schus. It's the mitzvah of the guy, but it doesn't have an obligation to the Baal Din. When does he have an obligation to the Baal Din? Only the context of lo yayi. But he doesn't have an obligation to the Baal Din in the context of hashem seveda. And if there's no chiyuv l'asidei shemayim, sayav hashem seveda, and sayav l'asam b'adam reyecha. And now we understand the Mashmos of Rashi in 137b, the Ramasa of Karnamar, the Mitzvah of Avodas Eidus, is from what it says, V'hu Eid. And so is the Mashmos of the Rambam, and say for Mitzvah Mitzvah Kufay and Ches. So it's in the Zohar Kies and Gimel, brought in the Birkei Yosef Chofes Aleph, looking for parallel in the Bira Masai, Mitzvah Seh Lam Beis, Masla Adayim, Esi Kufim Dal. So this is difficult. If it's true, that it's from the Huay, that's the Mitzvah Sensei of Avodas Eidus again. You have a loss to say, not to testify. And you also have an assay. Where does the assay come from? The assay comes from the Huay. Loss assay is from Imlo Yagi Vinasavon, which the Rambam says, if you don't do that, you're over on Losam Rodam Reyecha, since you have to testify. That's the loisisei. And that's in Reish Tzadi Zion. And the assay is in Kufay and Ches. Hushet Sivanu, Lahayit, Bebezdin, B'chol Mashen Eidaheyu. And then the Rambam goes, Vaiti, you have to be made, because of Huay Doro Yoda. And if you don't, you're offering Layagir no Savanu. This is only in the And the mitzvah essay, so the mashmas the Rambam and the mitzvah essay is v'hu eid. And if you don't, you get a big sin. But the essay is in v'hu eid. And so writes the Zohar Kiya. Again, Rashi and Sanhedrin. So the kasha is, if that's true, why does the Gemara say about v'kam and v'vod that it's pashut that you're chayav to eid in lo yagiv nasavona? It should say it's pashut that you're chayav al v'hu eid. That's the essay. And also Shiran the Shildas. Shall the Sam Chess and Mitzvah Sese is Nefesh Kisechta? Why does the Gemara not bring the Pasuk of the Shildis? It says there, Shildah Dilu Mandi Yadav Saduso, Chavrei Mechai Lameiz Vasud Elei. If you know Eidus, Yad Mei Mumas Lekoin Bisuri. And if you don't, you're over on Nisr, V'neam Mishnamak Nefesh Kisechta, Bisham kol ola, that's this parish of Eidus in Reyuk or Parakei. And then it says, the Shulta says, Afgav the high korb echad ashbe, it says, Bisham kol ola, you're a shvua. You're not massive, they're mashbir you, so that's to bring mechayv you a korb mashvua. Avol mekam bisura, but just to be over in Israel, kino massive nam bikam bisure. Chsib nefesh ki sechte, v'hodar ki v'shem kol ola. So you get a sin just by even without a call, even without a shua. Just not testifying is a sin. So that's the mitzvah of saying nefesh ki sechde. Ayin sham, v'ayin gam b'hamik sheila. Baruch Hashem today, there are different means in which one can access these shildos. So on safari.org, they have the whole shildos. With the Hamik Shela on the side. You just click it on, and you have the Hamik Shela right in front of you, as I do right now. Pilei plus what God has done for the Jewish people, so good to us. So if the Shultis is right, why doesn't the Gemara say it? Why does the Gemara bring from Lo Yagid? What about Nefesh Kisechta? That's where he learned it from. Gemara brings from Vinasa Avonim. Vinasa Avonim is not Gufa Chiv. Vinasa Avonim is a Toitzo of the Chiv. It's an outcome of the Chiv. That's not the Gufa Chiv. Gufa Chiv is Nefesh Kisechta B'Shem Kolos. It's a sin. It's a sin not to testify. It's not Nefesh Kisechta. It's a sin. That's why you have to testify. And Vinasa Avonim is just an outcome. Neri Biri, he bears sin. He doesn't. But the essay is from Nefesh Kisechta, like the Shultz says and is explained at length by the highly Netziv. Based on what we said, mitzvah mitzvah atzma, there's no chiyuv l'asidei shemayim. For mitzvahs, you don't have to You don't have to pay the guy because he didn't do your mitzvah. That's the Sidei Shemayim. מה הוא קשור לזה? אתה לא יצא בידי חובתך כלפי שמיים. אבל מה זה קשור אליו? אין לו שום זכויות בך. בלדין is not sweet in aid. He's not sweet in lissam lo dam reecho. And he's not sweet in asha v'savid. And the Iker Chiyub is when it says, לא. אם לא יגיד ונוסב, אם לא יגיד, לא, הוא דבוב. With an alf, with a vov. In lo yagit, with a vov, to him. In other words, you have a chiv to him. But there's a schus tviya that the Baal Din has on the aid. And that's where the chiv of the Sidei Shemayim comes to pay up. But this aid should pay for not testifying. So it's a chiv lo of the schus. And therefore, that's why the Gemara brings in Lo Yagi to tell you that you chayav lo to Sidei Shemayim. Because in a chinami, the shultas could be right, the makor of the mitzvah is from elsewhere, but that doesn't obligate you to pay anything lo to Sidei Shemayim. What obligates you to pay lo to Sidei Shemayim is the lo, Lo Yagi. There's a schus the Baal Din has to be tovei le'eid. And if he's not making this, if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, Lo Miyashel Kav, if he doesn't, you know, get with the program this aid, and he has to pay. If he refuses to testify, lost the Sidei Shemayim. The Tamua Bo Lefi Zeh, Mashi Hekshe B'Sefer Chemdes Yisrael, the Heilig Gagoyim Remeir Don Zatzal. And what the Rambam writes, in Lo Yagid B'Toyveh Eidus Lahasik M'moyneh, we learned this Rambam earlier, Siyata Tishmaya, the Rambam, the Parish Mishnais, that there's the Lekha in Lo Yagid, there's no Lo Yagid if it's Toiveya, Eidus Lahachzik M'moina. In other words, if the Nitba comes and he says to the guy, I want you to be Meir on my behalf. I want you to be Meir on my behalf. That's what he tells him. If that's what he tells him, then he has no chiyuv lo to Sidei Shemayim. If he refuses to testify, he has no chiyuv lo to Sidei Shemayim. Because it's only the Toiveya, not the Nitva. Lashon HaRambam in the Parash Mishnayis, Shavuos 35a. Aval HaNitvim lo yagid lifto roso pater. We ask what the makor for this is. So we can say this is a schus. It's a schus for the Toiveya. To be motzi the moment. We saw that in the Lashon of the Targum Yonasan Ben Uzziah. That it's a schus for the Lotimna Zachu de Chavroch, the Misad al Ebedina. He has a schus. Get his money back. The Nitva has no schus. The Nitva the mail of the money says he's holding on to the money. So, you can't be Toivea the aid. The aid isn't going to be guilty. It's only the one who has rights. The one who has rights is to take out the money, not just holding on to the money. That's not his rights. He already has the money. The schus, like we saw in the time of Yonas ibn Azil, is to get his money back. Toivea. So, frak the Chemdes Yisrael and the Rambam, why then doesn't the Gemara answer? Or I says, of course, you have to be Yotzei Shemai. Gemara says over there, Ayodei Dusachaber Nemeh L'mayaski Nidim Beit Shrei, and one who knows testimony in support of another doesn't testify him half is exempt from liability. According to human laws, but liable according to the laws of heaven. The Gemara says, what circumstances are we dealing with? If we say that the case involves two people who can testify and bear witness to render the other party liable to pay, it's obvious that each of them is liable according to the laws of heaven, because they committed a transgression by Torah law. If he doesn't utter it, then he should bear his iniquity. So it's unnecessary for the Raisa to mention this case. So ask the Tiferet, ask the Chemdes Yisrael, and the Rambam, what does the Gemara say? that the Brisa is teaching us that you're chayav lo to sidei shamayim if there's eidus lahasik. In other words, if the guy who's holding on to the money is tovei li eidim, in such a case they have to be yotzei sidei shamayim. That would be a chiddush. They have to be yotzei sidei shamayim. The Gemara says it's pshita. It's only pshita that you're all the tovei. But it's not pshita that you owe the nitva. Because there's no imlo yagid if the nitva asks the eidim to come testify. If the nitva is tovea the eidim. So the kamashma is they have to be yotzei yedei shemayim even to the nitva. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? The Rambam is correct that there's no lo yagi by a nitva. In other words, if somebody is tovei eidus, the hachzik mamono, there's no lo yagi. The chiddush should be that they still to be yotzei yedei shamayim. That's the very difficult question of the Chemdus Yisrael. The reason it's so difficult is because if there's no lo yagi and he doesn't have to testify, why should he be chayav lo to sidei shamayim? If the nitva comes and he's tovei eidus from this guy. And these aidim don't have to be made. Why should they have to be yotzei yedei shamayim in pain? Chemdus Yisrael is saying, so the chiddush wouldn't be about the tovea being tovea the aidim, the one who's demanding the money. We're talking about where the nitva is tovea the aidim. And there's no lo yagid. So the chiddush is even there they have to be yotzei yedei shamayim. Why would they ask the Chemdus Yisrael? Why would they have to be yotzei yedei shamayim? Why would these aidim have to be Yotzei Yedei Shamayim. There's no lo yagid. They didn't do anything wrong by not being made for the nitva. So why should they be mischayav to pay Yotzei Yedei Shamayim? They don't owe him anything. And even if you say that they are chayiv for whatever reason. Let's say you say that they are chayiv, these eidim are chayiv to be made for the nitva for whatever reason. But he has no schus in them. If he has no schus, in other words, if he has no rights in the eidim, then you don't have to be yotzei yedei shamayim. So in Pashtus, these eidim don't have to testify for the nitva at all. But even if they have to testify, the nitva has no rights in them. It's only the tovea's rights, like we said before, in a previous year. He has rights, in other words, he has the schus to get his money back. So merely he has the schus in the eidim to they should testify. But the nitva has no schuyos. There's no chiyuv lo to sidei shamayim. And we saw in the Targum Yonasan, the lo to sidei shamayim in the moment, and the schus chavero. The loisa say, if there's a schus chaver, in other words, you have a schus, and this person that should be made on your behalf, you could be toveh. And since you have a schus that he should be tov, that he should be made for you, and he's not made for you, he's talking about toveh. Because he has a schus in the money, and mamele, he has a schus that this maid should be made for him. But the hafzik moment isn't a schus, it's a mamele. So, the nitva has no schuyos in anybody. So why then would he have to be yotzei yedei shamayim? So this whole Chemdus Yisrael who says that the chiddush of the Gemara should be that you even have to be yotzei yedei shamayim if your eidus was to be masik, was that your eidus was on behalf of the nitva, you have to be yotzei yedei shamayim to pay him if you didn't testify. According to the Rambam, that there's no lo yagid by a nitva. In other words, there's no lo yagid if somebody's tovei eidus lahasik mamono. To say that in such a case, the eidim would have to be yotzei yedei shamayim is davar tamua me'od. So we'll leave it at that. And Moed Rabbeisai, we are we have a lot more to do. We're not finished. I'm hoping that God is gracious to me, And we're able to continue this unbelievable journey and see more and more flows in Taurus Hashem Yisbarach Shema. Please God. And we will. It's Hashem. It's Hashem. We thank Hashem for all the chesed he's done for us until now. That we have now completed our seventh shir in this fascinating topic, Vimlo Yagid. And Yitzos Hashem Darkeno. We will hopefully continue this road. Thank you so, so much for listening. It was more than awesome. Shalom, shalom.